Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur on the topic of Kiddush HaYovel. Anybody would like to dedicate a shiur in someone's honor, you may contact me. We saw a stira on Rashi, and a one on Rashi, Daf Tes Amud Beis, seems to imply that Yovel is sanctified already from Rosh Hashanah. However, in other places, Rashi says that nothing starts on Rosh Hashanah. Everything starts according to the Rabbanan, only on Yom Kippur. So which one is it? So to answer, Rashi says the dibros are real and some Zion as follows, that there are really two dinim in Yovel. Number one, that it's a cheftza shel shnas ha-yovel, and that's already chal at the beginning of Idei Kiddush Beis, and they're makadish this year as shnas ha-yovel. That's number one. Number two is a chiyuv nihug dine yovel, the obligation to act in ways that express the fact that it is a jubilee year. So the shitas chachamim is chal aydet kia shofar b'yom ha-kippurim b'shnas ha-yovel. So the chiyuv lino b'dine yovel shechol b'asar b'tisho aydet kia shofar is only chal b'tnai that the year was already miskadish at the beginning b'kiddush shnas ha-yovel. If they weren't miskadish the year at the beginning to be shnas ha-yovel, then the tkiyah on Yom Kippur is not going to help at all, because Din Yovel is in Chal this year. First they have to be Mechayiv Lechepzah, Mekadish Lechepzah Shnas HaYovel, and then and only then can you talk about Nihugei Din HaYovel. And that's what Rashi writes in Tes Amud Beis, that they have to be Mekadesh, Beizin has to be Mekadesh the year B'Knisasa, because only through the fact that Beizin was Mekadesh the year Mitchilasa, and they were Mekadesh it to be a Shnas HaYovel, Rak al Yidei Zeh, the dinim of the year, can be Chal afterwards on Yom Kippur, al Yidei Tkia Shofar. And therefore, even though it's Muchach, Midivrei Rashi, in the Mishnah Beis Amud Aleph, that according to Chachamim, even as Suri Avodah Sakark are only knowing from Yom Kippur, as we said in the previous shir, and on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, Rashi writes explicitly that Dinei Yovel are only Chal according to the Chachamim, Tkias Shofar Shel Beis Din, B'Yom HaKippurim Shel Yovel, but that's all in Sheyechulu Chiyuvei Anhagas HaYovel, V'Yechul HaYidei Zeh Kol Nihugei HaYovel, so that's all. This, that Dinei Yovel are only Chal, but Tkias Shofar is on Yom Kippur, is only when there was a cheftza of Yovel that was already sanctified from Rosh Hashanah. So if they sanctify it from Rosh Hashanah, then on Yom Kippur you start everything. Shiluach Avadim, send the slaves away, Chazaras Hasados, Zriyav Harisha, the prohibition against planting, working the field. However, Nichalos Nihugi Ayovel on the 10th is only through the Tkias Shofar, through the Tkias Shofar is only B'tznai that Bezim was Mekadesh the year B'tchilasa to be Shnas HaYovel when they say Mekudeshes Hashana LiYovel, and that has to be immediately at the beginning of the year when they say Mekudeshes Shanazu LiYos Shnas HaYovel. Those are the two aspects, the Kiddush of the Cheftz of Shnas HaYovel, and then the Nihugei Yovel Befoal, the actual acts of Yovel. And this is so that besides the Chalos Din HaYovel and Yom Kippur, there's another din be Mekadesh is Hashanah B'tchilasa Shiyachu Badin Shnas HaYovel is Mevuor Midivrei Maran Agon Reb Chaim Halevi Al Rambam B'shitas HaRambam, because in the Rambam in the 10th parak of Vilchus Shemitah B'Yovel Halacha Hei, he says Kol Agon Amar Mishem Besarasi B'dayam Ish Mi Pi Ish Shelo Manu Bosem Hashivim Shana Shebein Chorben Bayis Rishon Abinyan Bayis Sheni Ela Shemitos B'Bovad B'lo Yovel, that we have all the Gaonim say that the tradition from person to person, that they only they didn't count in the 70 years in between the Chorban Bayis Rishon and Chorban Bayis Sheni. They only counted Shemitas and not Yovel. That's the tradition. There was no Yovel in between the two Chorbanos. V'chein mishachar v'achrona, they weren't Mona the 50th year. Rather, Sheva Sheva Bovad Matchila Shnos HaChorban. It was only the Shemitah years, but not the Yovel from the time of the Chorban. The Ravid is Masik on the Rambam, that the Gonim that say that you don't count Mishnas HaChorban, She'amru She'ein Mona Mishnas HaChorban Ela Sheva Ulai Gamken Kodem HaChorban Ki Yesh Mefarshim The Svira Lehu Ki Rebbe Yehuda Damr Shnas HaChamishim Olu Lekan Olu Lekan. What does the Ravid mean? So Rav Chaim explains that what the Ravid means is that we see in Erchin Adaf Lamed Beis Amid Beis that Bibayis Sheni Naga Rak Shvi is for Lo Yovel Ki Lo Hayu Kol Yoshev Aleh. When all the Jews aren't in their ancestral places, then there's no Yovel. And that's what happened during Bayis Sheni. Nevertheless, they were Mona Yovlos Lekadesh Shmitin. They counted the Yovel in order to be Mekadesh the Shmita, and so Paskins the Rambam and Halacha Gimel over there. So we see that even though Yovel is not Noeg Bizman Bayis Sheni, nevertheless the Cheshbon of Shanim of Shvius would start after the 50th year, and therefore they counted Yovlos in order to start afterwards the Cheshbon of the 7 years. So why is it that after the Chorban they didn't count Yovel at all? The din of the Cheshbon of the Shanim didn't change even after the Chorban, and therefore the Ravid holds that the Gonim said that they didn't count Yovlos after the Chorban is only according to Rabbi Yehuda, because according to Mibayis Sheni they didn't count Yovlos either. But according to the Rambam, Upaskins like the Rabbanan, then Abayis Sheni, they did count Yovlos in order to be Mekadesh Shemitin. So why is it different that after the Chorban, they didn't count Yovlos? Why during Bayis Sheni did they count the Yovlos in order to be Mekadesh the Shemitah? And after the Chorban, they didn't count the Yovlos anymore. So that's the Ravid. The Ravid again says that the Gaonim, She'amru She'ein Mona Mishnas HaChorban El Sheva, like I can call them a Chorban, Kiesh Mefarshim the Sphere Luke Rabbi Yehuda, Dar Mishnasa Chamishim Ola Lekan Ola Kan. So the Yovlos were counted before the Chorban during Bayis Sheni in order to know when to start the new 7 years. After the 50th year they counted as a separate year, and then after the 50th year they started again with the minyan. That was during when we had the bayis. So why should that change after the bayis? So the Ravid therefore explains that the Gaonim said that they didn't count Yovlos after the Chorban is only Lefi Rabbi Yehuda, because according to him during Bayis Sheni they didn't count Yovlos either, because Ola Lekan Ola Kan, that the 50th year also counts as the first year of the next Shemitah cycle. So that's what the Gaonim meant when they said that Ein Mona Mishnas HaChorban, that's all Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, because for him there's no reason to count, because there's going to be no Yovel obviously after the Chorban, and you don't need to count the Yovel in order to make an extra year, so that only the next year you're going to start with the Shemitah cycle again, because according to Rabbi Yehuda Ola Lekan, it counts also for the first year of if it could count as Yovel, but it also counts as the first year of the new Shemitah cycle, the 50th year. So if there's going to be no Yovel, it's not necessary to count the Yovel. That's what the Gonim are referring to. But according to the Rabbanan, that you need an extra 50th year, and it doesn't count as the first year of the Shemitah cycle, why after the Chorban was different than before the Chorban? Why during Bayis Sheni did they count the Yovel? Because you needed that extra year, because it's not part of the 7 year cycle. And after the Chorban, you don't count anymore. So that's the kasha of the Ravid on the Rambam. So Shitas HaRambam, Rabbeinu Chaim explains, based on what the Rambam paskins there in Halacha Aleph, Paragud Mishmita V'Yovel, Mitzvah Esei Lispor Sheva Sheva Shanim, Mulekadish Nasa Chamishim Shemar, V'Safarta Lecha Sheva Shabbos Shanim, V'Gidashim Mishnasa Chamishim, V'Shtei Mitzvah Esei L'Misur in the Beis and Agado Bulvad. It's a Mitzvah Esei to count 7 years, 7, 7, sanctify the 50th year, as it says you should count 7 Shemitah cycles and sanctify the 50th year, and these two mitzvahs of counting 7-7 and sanctifying the 50th year are given over to the Beis Din HaGadol. So we can say that the Yovel is only Noeg if it was Hukba Yidei Sphira, if it was established through the Sphira in the Kiddush Beis Din. And if it wasn't Hukba Yidei Sphira, or Shidlo Kitshuhu, if they didn't sanctify it, it wasn't established by the Sphira, and they didn't sanctify it, then it's not going to be Yovel. V'cheinu B'Rosh Hashanah Daf Ches. Zorah Pchaim talking. Rosh Hashanah Daf Ches Daf Chavtal Ramad Aleph Gidash Mishnas Chamishim Shanim Shemishim Shanim Tamakadosh Shvi'a Tamachadish Chadashim Harei Da Habe Kiddush Gamur Kamo Kiddush Rosh Chodesh Kamo Da Be Kiddush Rosh Chodesh Im Lo Kitshu Beis In Lo Ave Rosh Chodesh Klal Kamo Kem Be Kiddush Nasa Chamishim Lo Kitshu Beis In Ein Din Yovel Ad Shana Kal Al Shana Klal. So it all depends on the Kiddush at Beis Din. If Beis Din was Mekadosh the Yovel, it's Mekudosh, and if Beis Din was not Mekadosh, it's not Mekudosh. Behine had a man of bizmana shne yovlos. Bizman by shani yovlos, the kadish mitim, half a piece of dinner yovel or nogo bizman by shani, whom should the kahuadin, the avagav den yovel nomi, come cornel of minina shmitim. Serachlim nosa shmitim, achoshi avish nasa yovel. Lufizenu halomar, so he says that. Why do they count during by shani? Because even though yovel is not noeg, because. The Shemitah cycle only starts after the Yovel year, so they have to count the Yovel year. So according to this, we can explain B'das HaGonim, L'das HaRambam. Shekol Zehu B'zman HaBayis. Sheis HaSvir is Beis in the Kitchu of Yovel. So it's not Man HaBayis, where they had the counting of the Beis and they sanctified the Yovelos. B'chai L'Bei Kviyus HaDishnas HaYovel. And there's a Kviyus of the Yovel year. El Delo HaVi Yovel Noeg Mishim Shalai Yekol Yashvei Aleh. But there was no Yovel because it was not called Yashvei Aleh. All the Jews weren't in Eretz Yisrael, in their place. And this din of Kol Yoshveh is only ma'akev that they shouldn't be noeg dinei Yovel, like Achzar HaSesadis v'chadome. Haval, etzem Hashana din Yovel aleh midin Torah. The very year itself has a din Yovel midin Torah, and therefore, the din is that it's not all lechesh ben HaShemitim, and therefore there were Mona Yovelos, the Kaddish HaShemitim, Hashenken, Lachar HaChorban, there they didn't have Sphere V'Kiddush based in. There's no more Beis Din HaGadol, so the Etzem Hashanah has no Din Yovel, because that Kviyas HaSphira V'Kiddush El Hashanim Ein Ekbayim V'Olam Chesh Min Yovel. You need them to count the 7 years, you need them to sanctify the Yovel, otherwise the Yovel is in Chal. Malkein B'Emes HaDin Te'olu L'Minyan Shemitim B'Lo Shayich Limnos Yovelos L'Kaddish Shemitim Kevin Shemitzad HaDin Hashanah Ole b'minyan hashviyus haba. B'shapir pasuk haRambam l'das haGonim l'achor ben mona rak shmitim levad b'cheshbon hayovlos batol. So after the Chorban, there's no din of Yovel. Because that kviyas asfira v'hakiddush, without the establishment of the counting and the sanctification, all the years don't count b'cheshbon hayovel, and the whole misper yovel is batel. And this year doesn't have a din of shnas hachamishim; it's not yovel at all. And therefore, b'emes, the din is that it's ola l'minyan hashmitim. V'lo shayich limnos yovelos l'kadei shmitim. It's not shaykh to count Yovel in order to sanctify the Shemitah, because Mitzar Adin, the year, counts for the next Shvius. And the Rambam paskin very well at Das HaGonim that after the Chorban, you're only mona Shemitah milvad, the Cheshman Yovel's batel. So what's Reb Chaim saying? Reb Chaim is saying that the Kiddush Hashana Lios Shnas HaYovel is not Talay B'niyug Dine HaYovel. You don't have to actually keep the Yovel in order for it to be Yovel. Chiv Kiddush Shana B'Kviyas HaShnas Yovel is Noeg even when Dina Yovel are Noeg. It was Man by Sheni. There wasn't Koyel Shvei Aleh. They didn't blow the shofar to be Mekadosh the Yovel. Nevertheless, they were sanctifying the 50th year. It should be Yovel in Yin Minyan HaShanim. Because that's the din. That even though there's no Niyug Yovel, nevertheless, the Kiddush HaShnas Yovel is Chal on this year. And Shnas Yovel doesn't count B'Minyan HaShemitim. And you have to be Mekadosh the Yovel B'Tchilas in order it should be Shnas HaYovel. And then you start counting again. My Hashem came after the Churban, then there was no Yovel at all. The whole Yovel is batel. So that year doesn't count for anything. But when it was still Bayis Sheni, they still had a Sfira, they still had counting, they had the Beis Din counting, and therefore the Yovel counted, even though there was no Nehuga Yovel, but it counted as far as the minion goes, as far as the counting goes. There was a Yovel. So you see, there's a Chetz of the Yovel, even without Nehuga Yovel. That was what happened during Bayis Sheni. So you see, Al Kopana Medivere Reb Chaim, that Kiddush Hashanah Liyol Shnas HaYovel is Din Bifnei Atzma, is no Shaychus with Kiyah Shofar, through which the Nehuga HaYovel L'Chalad Rab, even Bizman Shein Yesh Ve'aleh, like during Bayis Sheni, Ve'ino Agim Klal Dine HaYovel. Nevertheless, there's Kiddush B'Tchilasa L'Tzorach Minyan Hashanah, you have to sanctify the 50th year in order to make the count, that the 50th year doesn't count as part of the seven Shemitah cycles. You have 49 years, and then you have the 50th, and then you have 49 years, and then you have the 50th. 50th is a separate year. And that was all during Bayis Sheni. So even though there was no Nehuga Yovel, nevertheless, they still counted it as a separate year. Even though in practice there was no Hachzaras. Sados, Avodim, not working the Karka, that didn't apply in Bayis Sheni because it was Lo Kol Yishev Aleha. The Jews weren't all there, but nevertheless, they still had a Chepts of Yovel, even without the Nehuga Yovel. So therefore, Rashi is very good. That if Beis Din wasn't Mekadesh Roshana B'Tchilas Liyol Shnas HaYovel, so then the Tekiah Shofar is not going to work afterwards. So first Beis Din has to be Mekadesh on Rosh Hashanah. After they were Mekadesh the year on Rosh Hashanah for Yovel, then the Tekiah Shofar, now it's a Cheftz of Yovel, now the Tekiah Shofar on Yom Kippur is going to have significance. So you really need there to be a Kiddush already Rosh Hashanah time. And only then, and that's what Rashi says, the Nehuga Yovel are all starting, like we saw in the various Rashis, the Yovel starts Yom Kippur, those are the Nehuga Yovel. And when Rashi says you already have to sanctify the 50th year, that's as far as the Cheftz of Yovel goes, and that's like we saw by Reb Chaim, when he was explaining Shittas HaRambam. Why, according to Shittas HaRambam, the Gaonim say that they have a Misores, that they didn't count when there was no Beis HaMikdash, they didn't count the Yovel year, it's because there's no Cheftz of Yovel at all. Only during the Bayis Sheni there's a Cheftz of Yovel without Nehuga Yovel. But not if there's no Bayis. So that's a big Yisod that we see from Reb Chaim, and that Yisod explains Rashi. That the Rashi that says that you start at the beginning of the year, that's the Cheftz of Yovel, and the blowing of the shofar afterwards, that's the Nehuga Yovel, that's where it starts practically. However, what we don't have is a source for these two dinim, from where they're learned, from where they learn this din of the Kiddush of the Cheftz of Yovel and then the Nehuga Yovel. In our sugya, Rosh Hashanah Daf Ches Amud Beis says, "Nebrais of Yigdash Mishnas Hamishim, Ma Tamad Lomar Lefishenemar B'Yom Kippurim Yacholot Eiv Miskadesh Yisrael B'Yom Kippurim Veilach Tamad Lomar V'Yigdash Mishnas Hamishim Shana Malamed Shemiskadesh Yisrael Lechas B'Tchilasa Divrei Rabbi Shimon Ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka." So, what does Rabbi Yochanan Ben Broka learn from Yigdash Mishnas Hamishim? You might think it only starts Yom Kippur time. No, V'Gidash Mishnas HaChamishim, it already starts Rosh Hashanah time. Now, this is we have a kashi here. Is this pasuk of V'Gidash Mishnas HaChamishim is not superfluous? We need a legufo. The Beis Din has to be Mekadesh Lishnas HaYovel and same B'Gidash Lishli Yovel. B'Lishay Yikatshua, there's no Din Yovel. Like Reb Chaim says, that even Rabbi Yishmael Ben Osher Ben Yochanan Ben Broka's model is it. Because the Rambam Paskins like Rosh Hashanah Ben Osher Yochanan Ben Broka, that it already starts Rosh Hashanah time, and nevertheless the Rambam holds that Kiddush Beis Din is Makiv V'Chalosh Shnas HaYovel. So the pasuk of Yigdash Mishnas HaChamishim Shana LeGufei Yitzturich is you need it for itself to tell us this din that Yovel requires Kiddush Al Yidei Beis Din, and it's not superfluous the din for the din that Yovel is sanctified you need a legufe that it requires kiddush ha'idei based in. And it's not superfluous to tell us that already from Rosh Hashanah, like Rabbi Shlomo Menashe Ben Yochanan Baruch Hu says, the slaves are already freed. No, you need it for the etzim din of kiddush based in. And even according to the rabbis, it's shver. Because according to the Rabbanan, they learn to be memayit chadashim mikiddush, that only the yovel year is sanctified, but months are not sanctified. Shana matamachadish v'yatamachadish chadashim. Now maybe you need a legufo. That shnat se'yovel needs kiddush, and doesn't tell us anything about chadashim. So according it would seem to neither Rabbi Yishmael ben Broken or the Rabbanan, we have a source of the Etzem Din Kiddush of the 50th year. Where does it start from? Because according to Rabbi Shlomo Menashe Ben Yochanan ben Broka, from the passage of Kiddushim Shnas HaChamishim, we learn that he already let the slaves go free at Rosh Hashanah time. And according to the Rabbanan, what do you learn? You learn to be Mamayit Chadashim, that you sanctify years Benat Chadashim. What about Legufo? It's not superfluous, you need a Legufo. Tell you have to sanctify the Etzem year, because we learn there are two dinim. In Yovel, one is the sanctifying the Etzem Chefs of the year, and the other is the Nehuge Yovel. So how are we going to understand this? So, Mir Tashem, I'm hoping that in the next year we will find the source and we will see further in flows Mitaras Hashem B'li Neder. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.